Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter Babu Fadail al-Quran, the chapter Babu Fadli Qira'at al-Quran, the chapter on the virtue of reciting the Quran Sharif. As we are going slowly, we'll go through the various ahadith on the benefits of tilawat of Quran Sharif. Tilawat means a person is reading the Quran Sharif from the beginning till the end. He's making tilawat, he's reading the Quran. He's not just opening the Quran like that to study one part, but he's making tilawat. From the beginning till the end, he's reading with the niyat of making the khatam of the Quran Sharif. So here we find there many, many, many rewards, many virtues mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we explain that this is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's given us something so great and so beautiful. But if he just told us to read Quran Sharif, that's it. It was enough. Allah ta'ala didn't need to say anything more. He didn't need to send Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell us the virtues of Quran Sharif. But it is out of the love and mercy and shafqat that he has for us, that after asking us to read Quran Sharif, he's telling us also via Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the virtues of Quran Sharif. So today's hadith, an Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alladhi yaqra'u al-Quran wa huwa mahirun bihi ma'a as-safaratil kiramil barara. والذي يقرأ القرآن ويتتعنع فيه وهو عليه شاق له أجران متفق عليه. حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها, she mentioned that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the one who recites the Quran Sharif and is fluent in it will be with the noble righteous angels. So a person who reads Quran Sharif and he can read easily, he's not battling to read the Quran Sharif. So here the hadith is saying مَعَ سَفَرَةِ الْكِرَامِ الْبَرَرَةِ, the noble righteous angels. Ulama explain who is meant by the noble righteous angels. What is meant by this? So they explain that these are the angels that are responsible for bringing wahi to the Anbiya alayhi salam. Allah will raise a person so high for reading Quran Sharif and is able to read it fluently. Allah will raise him so high to the position, to the maqam of those angels that are responsible for bringing wahi to the Anbiya alayhi salam. So this means that Jibreel alayhi salam and his jamaat, such a high stage Allah ta'ala will give a person for reciting Quran. وَهُوَ مَاهِرٌ بِهِ, it means while he can read fluently, he doesn't battle, he learned to read Quran Sharif. The next part of the hadith is for people like us. We shouldn't get disappointed, disheartened, that we're not able to read Quran Sharif fluently. We may read, get stuck, we're not used to the words. Battle is taking us long. Even this Allah Ta'ala's, via Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioning to us such beautiful mercy. Don't lose hope, don't become despondent that you have to learn Quran Sharif in your old age. You don't know how to read. You can't read like a Qari Sahib fluently, with speed and nicely. Don't lose hope. The second part of the hadith is saying very, very beautifully that one who recites the Quran and he stutters in it. Stutters, he reads, he gets stuck. He stops, you have to think now, what is the rule here, how you join it, so you have to go back a few times. One who reads the Quran Sharif and he stutters in it, and it is difficult for him, will receive a double reward. Hadith mentioned Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif. Ulama explained that this is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man is trying, he's reading, he's faulting, but he's not giving up that Quran Sharif. He is making a point of reading. Allah ta'ala appreciates the effort of this man, and Allah ta'ala gives him double reward. Ulama explained, doesn't mean now that we get double the reward of a person who can read fluently, but double reward meaning double the reward that he would normally get for reading Quran Sharif. Allah is giving him double reward because of the effort and that exertion of his. And this Quran Sharif is a thing of love. If a person has love for Quran Sharif, he won't leave it for anything. I know of people that read 13 to 15 siparas every day without fail. I'm not talking about Ramadan, out of Ramadan also, in the salah, whilst walking, reading all the time, just reading Quran Sharif. It's a thing of love, and they won't give it up for anything. Anything, they won't give up this recitation of Quran Sharif. It's a thing like that. When a person makes time for it and reads it, the day he has to miss it for whatever reason, he'll actually feel bad and he'll feel very, very sad that I left out my tilawat of Quran Sharif. So therefore, let us make it a point every day, take out some time and read it. Quran Sharif is a thing like this, that the more you give it, the more it will give you. The more you give it, the more easier it will become for you to read it. The more you give it, the more you'll start enjoying the recitation of Quran Sharif. So therefore, let it not just be for ourselves to be kept away, taken out in Ramadan, dusted and open. But every day we should take out some time to read the Quran Sharif. There's so much of rewards for it. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala.